Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Ashok Ojha with the news at 9. The headlines. India and Namibia sign MOUs in the field of health and medicine and to set up Entrepreneurship Development Center. Namibia agrees to join Global Biofuel Alliance and to launch UPI system. Prime Minister Narendra Modi conferred with Namibia's highest civilian award. Mr. Modi is addressing the Namibian Parliament. Gujarat government orders investigation into Padra Bridge collapse in Vadodara that claimed 9 lives. Court of inquiry set up to probe Air Force crash in Churu, killing both pilots. IMD issues orange alert for rain in Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbha for next 3 days. In women's cricket, fourth T20 international between India and host England to be played in Manchester tonight. And in Wimbledon tennis, Iga Swiatek and Belinda Bencic enter women's singles semi-final. Men's singles quarterfinals underway. India and Namibia today signed MOUs in the field of health and medicine and on setting up of Entrepreneurship Development Center in Namibia and on cooperation. An announcement on launching of digital payment system in Namibia later this year also took place. We are now joined. I beg your pardon, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi is currently addressing the Parliament of Namibia. Prime Minister Modi lauded the African nation for electing its first women president, calling it a historic movement and a testament to the strength of democratic values. Referring to Indian President Draupadi Murmu, the first tribal woman to hold the post, Modi emphasized the power of constitutional democracy to empower the marginalized. Let's go live.
If your Eagles need any cricket tips, you know whom to call. Thank you once again for this honor. Tangi Unene.
Earlier, addressing the media, Secretary Economic Relations in Ministry of External Affairs, Damu Ravi informed about the agreements signed today. Mr. Ravi said a gamut of issues were discussed during delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Namibian President Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa at the State House. He said Namibia is the first country in the world where NPCI has done a technology agreement with the central bank for the implementation of UPI-like payment system in the country. Later, Prime Minister Modi was conferred with Namibia's highest civilian award, the Order of the Most Ancient Belvitia Mirabilis, in recognition of his contribution to strengthening bilateral ties. The Prime Minister expressed his gratitude to the Namibia government and the people. He said the honour is a testament to the everlasting friendship between India and Namibia. This marks the 27th award received by the Prime Minister and the fourth during his ongoing tour.
Rashtrapati ji dwara Namibia ke sarvoch rashtriya award, Order of the Most Ancient Belvitia Mirabilis se sammanit kiya jana mere liye atyant garv aur samman ki baat hai. Main Rashtrapati ji ka Namibia ki sarkar और नामीबिया के लोगों का हृदय से आभार प्रकट करता हूं. मैं इस सम्मान को 140 करोड़ भारतीयों की ओर से विनम्रता के साथ स्वीकार करता हूं.
The Prime Minister also paid tribute to Sam Nujoma, the founding father of the Namibian nation, at the National Memorial Heroes Acre in Windhoek. We are now joined by our correspondent Aparna Khunt, who is in Windhoek to cover Prime Minister's visit. Aparna, what has been the outcome of the Prime Minister's Namibia's visit?
Yes, Ashok. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Namibia reflects India's new strategic focus on Africa, major achievement is UPI adoption by Namibia. It is the first country in the world to adopt UPI. So this will expand the scope of India's digital public infrastructure throughout the Africa. During this visit, there were also discussion about the important mineral resources between the two countries, which are also extremely
Aparna,
important
are you
for
there?
India's clean energy transition. Yes, I'm there. MOUs have also been signed to strengthen cooperation in the field of health and medicine. Am I audible? So that affordable and quality Indian medicines will reach the people of Namibia directly. Apart from this, entrepreneurship development institution, which will be set up in Namibia, will skill the local youth and further strengthen the business relation between the two countries. All the discussions held today were the key component of India's Africa policy. And overall, the visit strengthens India's global south policy, and it takes the India's soft power to the new heights throughout through technology, health and education.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more news, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel has ordered an investigation into a bridge collapse near Padra in Vadodara district early this morning, in which 9 people were killed and several others injured. A portion of the Gambhira Bridge, which connects Anand and Vadodara districts, gave away, plunging 5 vehicles into the Mahisagar River. The issue was discussed in today's cabinet meeting held in Gandhinagar under Chief Minister's chairmanship. Mr. Patel has sought a preliminary report from the officials regarding the collapse of the bridge. The Chief Minister also held a meeting with the officials of the Roads and Building Department, in which details of other dilapidated bridges in the state were presented. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the incident. He has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each for the next of kin of those killed from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees each. A court of inquiry has been constituted to ascertain the cause of crash of Indian Air Force Jaguar trainer aircraft. The aircraft met with an accident during a routine training mission and crashed near Churu in Rajasthan today. Both the pilots were killed in the accident. No damage to any civil property has been reported. Indian Air Force has expressed regret for the loss of lives and said it stands firmly with the bereaved families in this time of grief. In Bihar, the bandh called by the RJD Congress-led Grand Alliance today witnessed a mixed impact. The bandh and Chakka Jam were called in protest against Special Intensive Revision SIR by the Election Commission underway in the state. During the bandh, protesters disrupted vehicle movement on national and state highways in various parts of the state. Attempts were also made to disrupt train operations at railway stations such as Madhubani, Darbhanga, Jahanabad, Arwal. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, CPI leader D. Raja, Dipankar Bhattacharya of CPI ML led the bandh supporters in Patna. The BJP has alleged that the Grand Alliance is trying to undermine constitutional bodies. Former state BJP President Dr. Sanjay Jaiswal questioned the motive behind the bandh when special intensive revision is already challenged in Supreme Court. Meanwhile, addressing the media in New Delhi, BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad accused the Grand Alliance of playing politics over the special SIR.
जब कल सुप्रीम कोर्ट में सुनवाई होने वाली है तो आज ये कौन सा दबाव बनाया जा रहा है क्या लोग चाहते हैं कि वोटर लिस्ट में वो लोग रहें जिनको नहीं रहना चाहिए तो अगर ईमानदारी से काम हो रहा है तो परेशानी क्या है आपको संकेत यही है कि जो भी गलत तरीके से वोटर बन गया उसके कंधों पर ये अपनी सियासत करना चाहते हैं
The nationwide strike called by joint trade unions disrupted normal life in Puducherry today. Private transport services, including autos, tempos and buses, were suspended, while government buses operated under police protection. Over 1,500 police personnel were deployed to maintain law and order during the strike. The Election Commission of India today said that active participation of electors, tied tireless efforts of election officials, volunteers and booth-level officers has resulted in the collection of over 57% enumeration forms in Bihar in the Special Intensive Revision SIR. The commission, in a statement, said over 4.53 crore enumeration forms out of nearly 7.90 crore have been collected in the first 15 days of the exercise. It said in the last 24 hours, over 83 lakh enumeration forms have been collected. The poll body hoped that the exercise of collecting the enumeration forms could be completed well before the stipulated date of 25 of this month. Meanwhile, the commission today posted Article 326 of the Constitution on its social media platforms. The article lays down the principle of universal adult suffrage, meaning every Indian citizen aged 18 and above has the right to vote provided they are not disqualified under any law due to non-residence, criminal conviction, unsound mind or corruption. A Delhi court today extended the judicial custody of 2611 Mumbai terror attack mastermind Tahavvur Rana till 13th of next month. The development came after the National Investigation Agency filed a supplementary charge sheet against Rana. In Chhattisgarh, 12 Maoists surrendered before the police in Dantewada district today. District SP Gaurav Rai said a total reward of 28 lakh rupees was declared on 9 of these Maoists.
12 माओवादियों ने आत्मसमर्पण किया है. इन पर अगर कुल इनाम राशि देखी जाए तो लगभग 28 लाख रुपए है. इसमें 30 वर्ष से अधिक माओवादी संगठन में सक्रिय डीवीसीएम रैंक के पश्चिम बस्तर डिवीजन के चंद्रन्ना पुणे में जो तारलगुड़ा कुरचोली जैसे पूर्ववाड़ा जैसे मुठभेड़ और आईडी ब्लास्ट में सक्रिय थे. लगभग 30 वर्ष से वो सक्रिय थे नक्सल संगठन में. उन्होंने आत्मसमर्पण किया है.
The surrendered Maoists will be provided incentives of 50,000 rupees each along with other facilities under the new rehabilitation policy of the state government. The U.S. Supreme Court has allowed Trump administration to move forward with sweeping federal job cuts. The ruling overrode lower court orders that had paused the layoffs, which are being driven by the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. The decision, which came yesterday, allows the terminations to proceed while legal challenges continue. By April this year, DOGE-led efforts led to over 2,60,000 federal workers leaving their posts. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued orange alert for heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbha for the next 3 days. Heavy to moderate rainfall is also expected over northern and eastern parts of the country till 15th of this month. The IMD said that Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura are likely to witness heavy rainfall tomorrow. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall and thunderstorm lashed parts of Delhi NCR today, bringing respite from heat in the city. Due to sudden weather change, several airlines have issued advisory asking passengers to keep a check on their flight status before arriving at the airport. The Indian women's cricket team will be aiming to seal the T20 international series against England in the fourth match tonight in Manchester, UK. The match will begin at 11 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In Wimbledon, several quarter-final matches are lined up for this evening at the All England Club in London. And before we end this bulletin, the headlines once again. India-Namibia sign MOUs in the field of health and medicine and to set up Entrepreneurship Development Centre. Prime Minister Narendra Modi conferred with Namibia's highest civilian award. Gujarat government orders investigation into Padra Bridge collapse in Vadodara that claims 9 lives. Court of inquiry set up to probe Air Force aircraft crash in Churu that killed both pilots. IMD issues orange alert for rain in Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbha for the next 3 days. In women's cricket, fourth T20 international between India and the host England to be played in Manchester tonight. For details of these stories and more news, log on to our website.